This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Moderna Incorporated's coronavirus vaccine on Friday became the second to receive emergency use authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
It's a critical new weapon as the nation faces the pandemic's most lethal stage yet. The Food and Drug Administration is giving the vaccine from Moderna and the National Institutes of Health the green light, a day after Dr. Paul Offit and other FDA independent advisors signed off.
We can feel pretty comfortable that this vaccine is going to have a benefit that lasts for more than the 3 months or so that we studied it.
The vaccine joins Pfizer shots already being administered. Moderna has about 5.9 million doses ready to ship over the weekend. But even with a second drug entering the biggest vaccination campaign in American history, there won't be enough shots for the general population until the spring. Health workers and nursing home residents will keep getting the limited supply before others can get in line. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The U.S. Congress will remain in session over the weekend, working on a COVID-19 relief package and spending bill. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The joint resolution is agreed to.
A two-day stopgap spending bill was passed by Congress Friday night, but talks on a COVID-19 economic relief package still aren't finalized. The COVID relief and government funding talks will go into the weekend, with House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer telling members,
I'm announcing that there will be no votes tomorrow.
In the Senate, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
As of right now, we have not yet reached a final agreement.
Although there are differences, lawmakers on all sides say they must get the COVID-19 relief package finalized or they're not going home. Mike Gracia, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The head of emergencies at the World Health Organization said Friday a team of international experts looking into the origins of the coronavirus pandemic will travel to China in the first week of January. Dr. Michael Ryan said that his team won't be supervised by Chinese officials.
The team is a WHO team. It's a team of international experts who are of international renown who will work with our Chinese colleagues. They will not be, as you say in quotes, supervised by Chinese officials.
Ryan added there will be quarantine arrangements for the team that will have to comply with risk management measures in Chinese regulations, but the team will visit the suspected site of the outbreak in the city of Wuhan. Heading into the year-end holidays, Ryan said the world should celebrate the arrival of vaccines, but cautioned that the next 3 to 6 months are going to be tough in the fight against COVID-19. At least 12 people were killed and 10 others wounded when a suicide bomber blew himself up near a stadium in Galkayo town in the Mudug region of central Somalia. The suicide bomber targeted government officials and members of the prime minister's security team heading to the stadium. The Al-Shabaab Islamist militant group claimed responsibility, saying that the prime minister was the target of the attack. Friday's explosion comes as tensions continue to simmer in the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and the country gets closer to presidential elections scheduled for February 8th. Officials in Afghanistan say a bomb explosion Friday killed at least 15 civilians, most of them children, in eastern Ghazni province. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said that explosives were packed in a three-wheel rickshaw parked near a ceremony where the Muslim holy book, the Quran, was being recited. The powerful blast also wounded 20 people. The Taliban, which controls large parts of Ghazni, asserted that the blast was caused by unexploded ordnance, and 12 children were among those killed. The bloodshed comes even as the Afghan government and the Taliban have been engaged in peace talks since September to negotiate a political end to the country's 19-year-old war. The United States added dozens of Chinese companies, including the country's top chipmaker SMIC and drone manufacturer SZDJI, to a trade blacklist on Friday. The Commerce Department is putting more than 60 other firms on the so-called entity list for allegedly being involved with the Chinese military, human rights violations, theft of trade secrets, and the push to claim territory in the South China Sea. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.